This is Alive with Joseph.
For our learning that we, through comfort of scriptures, through patience, might have hope. Praise the Lord. So the word of God is written and it is infallible. Hallelujah. So it is accurate and strategically orchestrated for our help and supremacy. Praise the Lord Jesus. And the word must be allowed to affect our attitudes towards our past, our present, and our future. Praise the Lord. This morning we will speak about a lesson from a very wonderful king called King Asa. King Asa. This is a descendant of David. This is a man who grew up in a family where they would talk about their great-grandfather, that Boraholo did this, Boraholo did that. That was family. So he functioned by that knowledge. It was his inheritance. So it was a knowledge delivered by his grandfather. Amen. So we understand that the world functions by the intelligence of spirits. Every person in this world is led by a spirit. Whether you are a spirit coco or not. But you know what a spirit coco is, right? So every human being in this world is led by a spirit to resist God or to function with God. Praise the Lord. So he says, wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your time. So it is by understanding, it is by knowledge that we apply the wisdom which God has given us. Praise God. Now, let us read. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter number 14, verse 2 to 6, the message, he says, Asa was a good king. So the Bible records that he was good. It records his good deeds in the sight of the Lord. So he was approved. Amen. So he says he was a good king. He did things right in God's eyes. He cleaned house, got rid of pagan altars and shrines. Praise the Lord. So he smashed the sacred stone pillars and chopped down the sex and religion groves. So these are the small forests. You know, you find in Nigeria, in those Nigerian movies, I started seeing the forest from those movies with the red, they wear a red garment and then they have the white thing. Yeah, but you visit a forest. Those are the groves that he's talking about. Amen. So he says he told and instructed Judah to center their lives in God. This is King Asa. So the man of God is giving an instruction here. He's saying follow or center your lives in God, the God of their fathers. He knew this God. He knew him. To do what the law said and to follow the commandments, because he got rid of all the pagan shrines and altars in the city of Judah. His kingdom was at peace. Look at that. Because the land was quiet and there was no war, he was able to build, to repair, this is to fortify up a good defense system in Judah, for God kept the peace. So our peace is coming from God. Please know that. Now let's read 2 Chronicles 14, 7 to 11. Asa said to his people, while we have the chance and the land is quiet, let's build a solid defense system. Look at that. While we have a chance. See, so at times, or we find ourselves, maybe God has given you an opportunity in finance. You make money, but you want to eat all of it. So you are hating the future while you have a chance. You see, that's how we read the scriptures. So that you don't say, where does the scripture say I must, save for the future? This is it. While you have a chance, don't blame God. You say, he's Jehovah Jireh, he will provide. So while he's jiring, make sure that you also do not hurt your future. Praise God. So he says, where are we? Let's build a solid defense system. Remember Joseph in Egypt? He saved, right? That's the principle. So he says, let's build a solid defense system, fortifying our cities with walls, towers, gates, and bars. We have this peaceful land because we sought God. He has given us rest from all our troubles. So they built and enjoyed prosperity. So we function by understanding of systems and times. Hallelujah. Now, there was Zerah, the Ethiopian. So there is nothing like a colonized Christianity. Christianity didn't come with a white person. You see, so this is Zerah the Ethiopian, unless if Queen Elizabeth came before this king. He says Zerah the Ethiopian, isn't it? So we are not colonized. So this is the Ethiopian. This is on the south of Egypt, next to Somalia, Pastor Aubrey's place. You see, so this is in Africa, right? So this Zerah went to war against Asa with an army of 1,000,000 plus 300 chariots and got as far as Maresha. Asa met him there and prepared to fight from the valley of Zephatha near Maresha. Then Asa prayed to God. Look at that. Oh God, you aren't impressed by numbers or intimidated by a show of force. Once you decide help us, oh God. We have come out to meet this huge army. Because we trust in you and in who you are, do not let mere mortals stand against you. So he was standing behind God already. So he knew. Remember, this is King David's descendant. So he knew who this God was. He knew him by experience. Hallelujah. So we see three qualities in this king. His identity was evident. Number one. Number two. His persuasion and trust in the Lord. He had no other options. He couldn't have gone anywhere else. So he went to God for his victory. Hallelujah. So he knew also the ability of God. It is by his own admission that he knew that God answers prayer. Praise the Lord. So he was confident also that God would help. So he wasn't tossed to and fro. He identified himself with God of his fathers, the God of our salvation. This is the same God we are calling on now. This is the same God, Banvamrena. It is the same Jesus Christ that we are calling on, whom King Asa prayed to. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So 2 Chronicles 15, verse 2, and then we'll jump to 7. He says, Azariah the prophet went out to meet King Asa, and he was returning from the battle. Listen to me, King Asa, he shouted. Listen, all you people of Judah and Benjamin, the Lord will stay with you as long as you stay with him. Now we see a change of attitude. See, so God is already sending, he's sending a warning. So he's seeing something. He's sending his servant a warning that warn Asa, warn him and my people. Hallelujah. So he says, whenever you seek him, you will find him. But if you abandon him, he will abandon you. This is just a reprobate state. It is where now men become reprobate against God. So that is when now it's called God has abandoned that person. Hallelujah. Then verse 7 says, but as for you, be strong and courageous, for your work will be rewarded. He is not unjust to forget your works of righteousness that you have shown to his people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember, God spoke to Cain as well, that you will do well, Cain. Master sin. Sin is at the door knocking. You will do well if you master it. So he's giving us a responsibility. We see the responsibility of men toward God. So it is not only God. God will do it. Then no, God didn't answer. Then we will then start giving God the names that he's not. Praise the Lord. So we forward to chapter number 16. We notice a change of heart. Asa becomes cold toward God. So Asa loses his identity. So he is failing now to trust God as he grew older. Hallelujah. Remember, this is the man who grew with this God. Please let that be in your mind. He grew with this God. So he's now becoming familiar with God. He's now becoming familiar with God's ways. So I know this God. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 16. So we'll start from verse 1. Let's take it from there. We'll start from verse 1. Right. He says, but in the 36th year of Asa's reign, Baasha, king of Israel, attacked. He started it by building a fort of Ramah, enclosing the border between Israel and Judah to keep Asa, king of Judah, from leaving or entering. You see, he's now under siege. Asa took silver and gold from the treasuries of the temple of God. Look at that. And the royal palace, and sent it to Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, who lived in Damascus, with this message: let's make a treaty like the one between our fathers. I am showing my good faith with this gift of silver and gold. Break your deal with Baasha, king of Israel, so he'll quit fighting against me, against him. Just go back a bit, please. Just go back a bit. Look at that. He says, let's make a treaty. All right. Now Asa is having a change of heart. Remember, previously he prayed to God. He called on God. Now he's calling on man. He's calling on Ben-Hadad. You see, I've been trying to get a child, but I can't take in. Arevatu. This is it. Arevatu. Hallelujah. So this is it. Praise God. So yeah, next verse. Let's go. Then Ben-Hadad went along with King Asa and sent his troops against the towns of Israel. They sacked Ijon, Dan, Abel, Maim, and all the store cities of Naphtali. When Baasha got the report, he quit fortifying Ramah, so he was now defeated. Then King Asa issued orders to his people in Judah to haul away the logs and the stones Baasha had used in the fortification of Ramah, and used them himself to fortify Geba and Mizpah. So Asa now got the victory. Just after that, Hanani the seer. Now is another one. Remember that one was Azariah. Now is Hanani. God is sending him another person. Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said, because you went for help to the king of Aram and didn't ask God for help, you have lost victory over the army of the king of Aram. Please, let's pause here. Asa didn't know that God had planned to give him victory. So he went ahead of God. He went ahead of the shepherd and got his own way. So now it is revealed that God has actually intended to give you victory. And remember, the victory of God is perpetual. It's perpetual. Hallelujah. So didn't the Ethiopians and the Libyans come against you with superior forces, that is the 1,300,000 we read, completely outclassing you with their chariots and cavalry. But you asked God for help, and he gave you the victory. God is always on the alert, constantly on the lookout for people who are totally committed to him. Praise God. Then he says, you were foolish to go for human help when you could have asked God for help. Now, you are in trouble. One round of war after another. So there's no longer rest for Asa. At that, Asa lost his temper. Kai, angry, he put Hanani in the stocks. At the same time, Asa started abusing some of the people. This is King Asa. Remember, we started by saying he did right in the eyes of the Lord. He started well. Right? Now, Asa is changing. A full account of Asa is written in the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah. He didn't ask God for help. Okay, now, this is what I'm looking for. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa came down with a severe case of foot infection. Could this be gangrene? He didn't ask God for help. Still, walwala, it's bad. Probably was smelling. He didn't ask God for help, but went in state to doctors. When you study further, these doctors is not only the stethoscope doctors, Batum. So Asa keeps going back to Batum. He keeps going back to Bopashadi Piasha Badualel. If you call on the name of the Lord, this shouldn't be found in your house. It shouldn't. We shouldn't be going back to battle again and time again. God has warned us. He has sent a warning. Then he says, then Asa died. He died in the 41st year of his reign. They buried him in a, okay, that he had built for himself in the city of David. They laid him in a crypt for full of aromatic oils and spices. Then they had a huge bonfire in his memory. Look at this king. He died. All he had was ubulukerile. That's what people say. Because we see many cars. Ubulukerile. God doesn't see it that way. It doesn't, that doesn't hold water with God. It does not. But our lives that we live before him. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Right. Now, there are three things noticeable from the new King Asa. This is the new King Asa who died. He lost the battle against prosperity, power, and gain. So he had money. The house of the Lord was no more important. The instructions from the house of the Lord were secondary. Praise the Lord. He was familiar with God. He knew him. So rebuke and correction was meant for others. So it is the tell them kind of people. Tell them. So when we are seated here, the message passes by. But you are missing because it is always tell them. It is not for me. Tell them. So you are missing what God has brought for you. So God has delivered a message to you, but tell them. Tell my brother. Tell my wife. Tell my mother. In the house of the Lord, let's receive the instruction. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So he found alternatives in man. So Asa departed from God. He found alternative in man. Then Proverbs 28 verse 14 says, always obey the Lord and you will be happy. If you are stubborn, you will be ruined. That's what happened. You see, so the word of God is given us for our information. Remember, we have to function in a certain supremacy, in the God kind level of life. So God gives us the tools, which is the word, such that we navigate our lives in light. Then we won't miss the mark. We won't be found wanting, going to and fro, being tossed by every wind of doctrine. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Psalm 19 verse 1 says, by your decrees your servant is warned, and in keeping them there's a great reward. So in keeping the word of God, there's a reward. We are rewarded in that knowledge, because the knowledge produces rewards. It has in it, the word of God in it, it has power to give rewards. So the word of God empowers. But it is when we trust, it is when we stay, we keep practicing the word. So we are the word practitioners. We are word practitioners. Hallelujah. So it doesn't work like this, you keep going back. It doesn't work like that, you refer. Same word. Pastor, I've been going through this. This is what happened. Okay, then pastor gives you a word. Okay, I'm reminded of this. I had a vision. I will call it a vision because I woke up shocked and scared. So I was standing here looking up, like looking at me. And then there was a man here said, I will show you. I will destroy you. I will show you. Then immediately, I woke up. Hey, love. Banse pisha. Love, banse pisha. Hey. That's Satan, don't worry. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, it's him. Then I sent a pastor a message. Hey, Muruti. I'm being warned. You see, but the word is given me. I could have said, I don't enter this thing no more. I'm not going there anymore. I'm running for my life. Because it was real. It was, there are visions which are, you just know. It was so real that, this thing, it means there's something that I have done. Because he didn't say, he says, I will show you, me. The vision came to me. It wasn't like a congregation like this. No, no. It was directed at me. So I understood that it means that this word is doing something that I'm not seeing. Praise the Lord Jesus. So it was an encouragement. Praise the Lord. So we don't look for marriage and then after that we leave church. Once we get married, we leave church. That is the experience that we see. So you want a husband, you come to church, and then you leave church. These are simple things that seem very insignificant, but they have a spiritual impact in your life. Because now, you are no longer hearing the word that is able to build you up. So, you're looking for a promotion, God has given you a promotion. You don't need God anymore. Remember King Asa. Remember King Asa. Praise the Lord Jesus. So, we even refuse to persevere. We are called to endure as good soldiers of Christ. We are called to endure. Hallelujah. So, when perseverance must come, we then throw tantrums. Throwing tantrums for God or against God. That I don't want to go through this. Why? You are a good God. He is good. You are right. You're correct. He's good. But his description is not according to the way that you describe him. If your challenge is giving you a name of God, then check the word. What does the word say about that God? Hallelujah. So we cannot be short-sighted. We are not allowed to be short-sighted. But at every stage, understand that God understands you at each stage. So you will learn and grow. I cannot expect a great art child to behave like a graduate. So at each stage, don't go ahead of yourself. Praise the Lord. But remain in the house of the Lord. Praise God. He says that your true life, Luke 12, verse 15, your true life is not made up of the things that you own, no matter how rich you may be. The Lord is not saying riches are evil. Please, this scripture is not saying abundance is evil. Understand that. But he's saying, let priority be right. Hallelujah. So your true worth is not informed by the money you have. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So gain must take its priority or its stand in Christ, but not against Christ. So our gain should be for the glory of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Colossians 3 verse 3 says, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Your real life is Christ. Your real life is Christ. And when he appears, then you too will appear with him and share his glory. You must put to death then the earthly desires. Then he mentions them. And there's more. It is not that if he mentioned five, it's only five. Anything associated with that, it's that. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So in a race, it is required that an athlete be subjected to the rules of the sport. In Christianity, we have to function according to the rules of Christianity. We don't establish our own righteousness. Remember, Apostle Paul says the Israelites, they sought to establish their own righteousness. So they had zeal without knowledge. So they were empty. So if we don't have knowledge, we will be punished. We will definitely be punished. So fear will rule. Fear. And once fear rules, then it means that, it's a done deal. We are not allowed to function by fear. We shouldn't. We should be radical about it. Praise the Lord. So he says in 2 Timothy 2:5, in Christ it is required that the one who is named by his name be found faithful to him. Faithfulness. You see, faithfulness. So we don't lose a balance. Faithfulness. We deliberately and intentionally do it. We refuse to be faithfulless or faithlessless. We reject that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So Being faithful is an exercise. It's not imparted to you. Faithfulness is not imparted to you, Wanamre. It's like prayer. It's not imparted to you. You wake up and pray. You are feeling sleepy. Hey, put those sticks on your ears. Wake up and pray. Do everything. That's so that you can pray. Because there's power in prayer. King Asa prayed to God. He got victory. He didn't pray to God. He died. He perished. So what makes you think that the principle is now violated? Because the Lord died. He came to fulfill. The Lord came to fulfill. Praise the Lord. So our material gain has a voice and an ability to make us self-reliant, impatient with God, and even accuse God. God is slow to answer. I've been praying this 2 years now. He is slow to answer. That is accusation, isn't it? So you are now with the accuser of the brethren, the one who lied to Eve. That's his nature, isn't it? So now you are Sati 2.0 against God. Against God. That God is not answering me. I heard where there's somebody near the border. Hallelujah. Yes, these things must be talked about so that a Christian would know who they are. It is important that we don't lose ourselves. Hallelujah. So our status can cause us to dishonor those worthy of honor, beginning from our own households to those God has sent us, whether great or small. He beat up a prophet of God. He did. The first one, he listened to the first one. He listened to Azariah, right? But when the second one came, the name, he beat him up. He took him to jail. Even went to the house of the Lord. Took all the speakers. And then he took them to the nightclub. I don't know, must keep speaking. That's what Asa did. That's what he did. He went to the house. Look, he was not supposed to do those things. Those are meant for priests. But he was big, you see. Look, this is not to beat you up. But remember, information that God gives us is for our own benefit, such that we function excellently to the supremacy of who we are. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that we don't lose our identity. Pastor said last week that identity crisis confuses our destiny. It's when we don't know ourselves. So our identity crisis confuses our destiny. But look at that. You don't have an identity crisis if Jesus is revealed to you. You see, so if the Lord is not revealed to you, you will get there. Don't worry. Remember, Skafela pilo, wanamrena. Stay, remain, stay right there. Hallelujah. So we are cautioned against blindness. Because if you're blind, you need light. Yeah, if you're blind, you need light. So remain in the house of the Lord so that we are taught and informed to avoid the penalty of destruction. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse 12 says, if you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. For no temptation has overtaken you except that which is common to men. Every temptation is common. There's nothing new that you're going through. That you feel pressure to steal, it's common. Somebody went through that. You can overcome. Hallelujah. So we keep our faith alive by the help of the Holy Spirit. Remember, we are not meant to function by ourselves. We are not appointed to function by ourselves. Every man in this world is functioning by a leadership of a certain spirit. Praise God. So our faith might have been tempered with by life experiences, but keep it burning. Keep it burning. You might have went through a rough divorce. You might have been treated badly at work, but keep your faith burning. Trust in God. Trust in Him. He is able. He is able. Praise the Lord. So we find this in Romans 12, verse 11 to 13. He says, don't burn out. Don't burn out. Keep yourselves fueled and aflame. Be alert servants of the Master, cheerfully expectant. You see, the word of God produces results. If you keep at it, you will receive. You will be rewarded. Then he says, don't quit in hard times. This is an admonition. We are encouraged. We are edified by this. He says, don't quit in hard times, because hard times will happen in this world. That you're in Christ doesn't mean everything will be hunky-dory. It actually is even worse. If you want to be true, if you want to follow Christ, it is going to be worse. Because now the enemy of your soul is going to now prepare arsenals against you so that he can discredit God to you. But don't believe him. Then he says, don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. That 5 o'clock, make sure that it is in your reminder. Don't put it on snooze. It's important. It's important. This cannot be overemphasized. It cannot. Praise the Lord. So he says, pray all the harder. Help needy Christians. Be inventive in hospitality. So be hospitable all around. Be inventive. Praise the Lord Jesus. Remember, Peter denied the Lord? Peter denied the Lord. The Lord told him that he will deny him. You will deny me 3 times before the cock, and then you will deny him. And yeah, you know the story. But look at this. Peter didn't function like King Asa. King Asa denied the instructions of the Lord, and he perished. But this time, Peter denied the Lord, but he was strengthened. So strength came from somewhere. Because if you read, Peter was repentant. The Bible says he sobbed, I denied my Lord. Then God sent him help. Then he said to him, now that you are strengthened, Mfanagit, go and strengthen the brethren. You see, so now he's functioning with the strength of God. He cannot fall. It is now God who's keeping him. That's who we are now. Praise the Lord. That's who we are today in Christ. Hallelujah. So, it is not a wishful thinking that will give us victory. We don't function by a wish. Faith can be misplaced. Praise the Lord Jesus. I hope I make sense. So, it is not just by wishful thinking that, no, it will just happen. No, be intentional and deliberate about it. If you hear the instructions of the Lord, accept them. If God is saying, repent, turn around, do it, because there is help. So you are now put in a place of advantage by the Master, who will then empower you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we know that our Master is ever-present help in time of need. He is ever. This is his description. It is how he's described. We are not giving him the name that he's not because of our situations. So we're not accusing God. Praise God. Yes. It does not mean God has lost who he is, such that you are now bringing accusations against him because of the situation that you are presently finding yourself in. It is just, it's for a while. That's for a while. Keep at this thing. Keep digging. You will see there is a reward that will come. Hallelujah. So, it is very important to understand that our lives function by our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. If he didn't come, it means that we would still be functioning like our King Asa. But we are no longer there. Ours is now a perpetual place of advantage. It's perpetual. And please understand, in our advantage, the adversary is there. His job, the adversary, is to discredit God. Okay, how do I say this? Okay, for example, there is those who are running after the devil. They are called deliverance ministries, right? I'm just making a point. That's why I said, how do I say this? So that you don't get offended. There are those who are running after the devil perpetually, right? Then there are those who are ignorant of the devil. It means there must be a balance, because if you are ignorant of who the devil is, he will make a wreck of you. But equally, don't give him a ministry above who God is. Hallelujah. So we don't function in ignorance. There is a balance that we must, by knowledge and understanding, bring in these lives. So that we don't see everything devil, 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 devil. Or so that we don't function by, no, God is with me. They will see. Yet you're doing nothing. You see, we're calling for prayer. Yours is, I know who I am. Yes. But do you really know who you are? Because if you knew, you would be praying. You'll be studying the word of God. You will not be functioning contrary to the word. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So in our salvation, we function by the tenets, the provisions of our salvation. I have my brother Mike here. He's an attorney. He can never go to court and with a gene. No. There is a certain, it's a rule. You must present yourself in a certain way. So why reiterate against God? You see, God says this is how you must live. He says that receive salvation. I'm not worthy of God's salvation. He said receive it. Yes, so then I sinned against God. God says receive salvation. This is a gift. So if God is saying, I'm giving you a gift, do not deny God's gift by giving it a description of who you are at the state that you are at. I found myself sinning against God. I found myself wronging God. God has called me. I went astray. So now you feel bad. That is condemnation. That is not the voice of God. That is not the voice of God, Banama Mren. Reject it. That is not the voice of God. It is a voice of condemnation to put you down. Remember, you have to know your identity. You must be aware of who you are first. Truly, you must truly be aware of who you are first so that you can function in the knowledge that God has ushered you into. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So the evil one is not a part of our equation, but he takes advantage of a broken relationship that we have had with God through sin. So he is just waiting to see in that family what is happening in that family. So, and then he works against man. Then he goes to man so that man can see God in a different light. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So take your place. Take your place in Christ. There is no other way which you can function without knowledge. This cannot be overemphasized. It is not by wishful thinking. It is not by creating pictures in your mind that I know my mother, you're up there looking down on us. Where does that come from? Where does that come from? So with God, it doesn't function like that. You will stand in one place and with Lama Plagignetti and rot there. There is no, my mother, I know you're up there looking down on us. It does not exist. That is a doctrine of devils. It is a doctrine of devils. It's evil. And God hates it. Remember King Asa It is a simple lesson from that man, that we see how he turned against God. He started well, but we see how he turned against God. He didn't realize the mercy of God when mercy came. When God sent mercy to warn him, Asa didn't realize the mercy of God. So he became flamboyant in his own results. He started seeing the things of God as just mere. He lost honor. But that's not who we are in Christ. We are people identified by light. We are the light of the world. Then he says, let your light so bright shine. How do you let it shine? If you are light, how do you let that light shine? You cannot shine without knowing. You can't. Otherwise, you are a blind person leading others into a ditch. He says, how can two who are blind lead each other? It can't work. So it's by knowledge, then we are able to lead. We are able to shine. When we apply that knowledge, hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. He says that in Habakkuk 3, I have heard of your good deeds, O God. Do them in our day, because it's a record. So you cannot not know, and without knowing, think that you will be able to apply God. God functions by our knowledge. He responds to his word. It is the word of his power that his angels move. They're not moved by your emotions. The spiritual is legalistic. That's why when you give, you are putting something in motion. If you don't, then you're not putting anything in motion, because there must be a recompense. That's a communication. Remember, Pastor Ike said, this is a portal. It's a spiritual portal. So it means now angels are gathered here. As we are here, they are gathered here. Praise the Lord. So it's a spiritual portal. So the things that we do here are spiritual. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.